A drug for the cure of HIV and AIDS has been developed in Ghana and shown positive clinical results. The injectable, known as COA72, is the brainchild of an NGO known as Center for Awareness. The injectable is introduced into the cells of the HIV and AIDS patient to flush out the virus from the system. Speaking at the media launch in Accra, the Deputy Chief of Staff, Johnny Osei-Kofi, said government is ready to support the research and help COA 72 become a global savior. A report by Antoinette Abba.
The search for HIV and AIDS cure has been on since the disease was discovered 30 years ago. Unfortunately, a permanent cure has not been found to the disease, though there has been some breakthrough in clinical trials. The Center of Awareness took up the challenge in 2005 when all 53 HIV and AIDS patients adopted by the NGO passed on. According to the chief executive of the Center for Awareness, Dr. Samuel Atu Duncan, they started the research and in August 2006, a formula was derived from an agent that was adopted and a pilot scientific research started in Ghana and ended up at the KwaZulu-Natal University in South Africa. He said, unlike other HIV and AIDS drugs, an intramuscular injection is introduced into the patient's body to flush out the virus from the cells, after which an intravenous is given to cure the disease. Dr. Duncan said going forward, they will engage partners such as the UNAIDS and WHO to do more clinical trials and make the drug available as early as possible.
Intravenous administration of COA kills circulating free viruses in the blood and thereby reducing centrally of latently infected blood cells. Intramuscular administration has proved to diffuse into tissues and cells, harboring pockets of HIV, and smooth them out into the bloodstream for mopping up with intravenous administration. A combination of the three routes of administration has proved to have a triple action effect required to kill and cure HIV.
The Deputy Chief of Staff, Johnny Osei-Kofi, encouraged the researchers to package their findings for government to help them find a lasting solution to the HIV and AIDS canker.
Any government, especially President Mahama's government, will be very happy to be part of that story. We will subject it to some protocols because we have the Ministry of Health, we have research institutes who are good at these things. And if we find that it has a potential as an HIV cure, will promote it.
Two HIV and AIDS patients and researchers from the KwaZulu-Natal University in South Africa who were cured with the drugs shared their excitement.
I've been living with HIV for so long. When I took the injection at first, as much as it was paining, but I did not have any side effects besides the extreme eating that I used to eat more than what I used to eat. The second phase of the medication, I continued the medication. The virus was not found in my system.
My accomplice, who worked like an angel life, directed me where I could get life again, but in galosa.
Yogwa Mahini Osaberi Makwesiata called on Ghanaians to give the center the maximum support to achieve this medical feat for the country.
Antoinette Abba filed that report.